Kasuku Sukwere told Studio 7 in an interview today after a provincial coordinating meeting that what the party has done inside Learning Mutasa and his colleagues is enough. He said all suspended members would remain in the party.
Our position has been very clear that all members of the party, all members who have not been expelled from the party, remain members of the party. Hence, they retain their positions as in parliament and so forth. Unless one has been expelled and the party has decided to go for a by-election, then that will be a different story. But as far as we're concerned, there are only two people to date who have been expelled, which is Avalanche Banda and Rugare Gumbo. And, of course, the other process, which is now being processed. But the rest of the colleagues and members are members of the party.
He added that there was no plans of taking further action against the suspended individuals, at least for now.
Within the party structures, they are being disciplined. But it doesn't follow that if they are being disciplined, they have been expelled. Porosingas has been suspended. He has not been expelled. Hence, he remains a member of parliament for the party. That is a party disciplinary process.
The acting Manicaland party spokesperson, Sama Undenge, told Kasukwere, who was visiting the region with other Politburo and Central Committee members, that the province had recommended that all members closely linked to former Vice President Joyce Mujuru be booted out of the party and have by-elections in their constituencies. Undenge told the visiting party members that ZANU-PF should, in fact, expel everyone linked to the former Vice President, who was accused of attempting to remove President Mugabe from power using unconstitutional means before the December Congress. Ms. Mujuru, Mutasa and other colleagues who were removed from the top post before the party's congress last month have denied that they wanted to remove Mugabe from power. Undenge said the Manicaland province also wants Zimbabwe to conduct a by-election in Chimanimani West, currently held by former Deputy Energy Minister Monacho Mutezo. Undenge said this province wants ZANU-PF to expel Mutasa as he had acted outside the party's norms by writing to the Southern African Development Community, or SADC, discrediting the party's December Congress. Other ZANU-PF Politburo members that attended today's meeting included Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa, Higher Education Minister Opam Chinguri Kashiri, Kudzi Chipanga, and Minister Chris Mushowe, and several others. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lweda Moyo.